This is another FAQ boo. This is in answer to some questions from Diana Gavrilina. And once again, I'll try and answer these in a series of boos. The first question from Diana is whether I think local papers can be successful in charging readers for online content and why. Yes, I do think local papers can be successful in charging readers for online content. The main reason being that they have, at the moment, for a lot of them, unique content and a large existing market. So, on a very basic level, yes, I think they can be successful in charging readers for online content, and many of them already are. However, there's a number of problems with that. There's a number of problems in terms of how many readers they can convince to pay for online content, at what price they can do that, and how much it costs to put that facility in place. And there's a number of issues around that, which I'll probably answer in one of your other questions. But on a basic level, I think, yes, they can charge for online content. And in many ways, I think they're better positioned than national newspapers, for example, because it's less likely that something that you report on a local level is reported elsewhere for free. Even the BBC, you know, doesn't have that micro level of coverage, and the recent cuts of the BBC and priorities suggest that they're going to be looking at international journalism rather than the other way around.